A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Woman's View with Amanda Dixon. A look at the news here at home and around the world, all from the perspective of women. Now, Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a pleasure this week to have Dr. Tamara Sheffield with me, Senior Medical Director of Preventative Medicine at Intermountain Healthcare. Hello, Dr. Sheffield.
Hello, Amanda. So good to talk to you today.
Thank you for your time. Trish Hatch is with me, coordinator of the CASA program, court-appointed special advocates. Hello, Trish.
Hello.
Good to see you as well. Heather Barney is with me, longtime government and communications director, now businesswoman on her own. Hello, Heather.
Hi, Amanda.
So good to see all of you. We are doing this show on Memorial Day weekend, and I thought we would just begin where we should, which is with thoughts of this day and what this holiday means to you and your family. Trish, may I start with you?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. I grew up in Canada, and my family is from Utah. So coming to Utah in the summers was always about reconnecting with my past. And now that I live here, it's just been so fun to be able to go visit cemeteries that we used to have to drive a day and a half to get to, and I can get to in 2.5 hours or 3 hours. So Memorial Day for me is just I do a roots trip usually through Fountain Green, Monroe, and back up through Goshen and see my mother's side of the family and my father's side of the family. So I love being here in Utah during this time of the year.
Oh, that's beautiful. Heather, what about for you?
You know, I have different memories of Memorial Day because I grew up in a florist family. So my whole childhood was spent outside the cemeteries selling flowers for those that were going to visit the cemeteries and decorate the graves. But Memorial Day, I think I just enjoy seeing the beautiful cemeteries and how it feels almost more like a celebration for those that have gone before. You know, yes. I just think it's a day that we can take and actually do that. And I think it's an important holiday.
What about for you, Dr. Sheffield?
Well, for us, Memorial Day is always just a great family gathering time. I think just getting the family together is part of the honoring. My children lost their mother to cancer. And so we think of her when we're all together, and it's a beautiful time for that. I personally also think about my father, who is a veteran of World War II, and all the sacrifice that those who have been in our armed services have made. And I just think it's a great time for us to honor them as well.
I think about my father too, Dr. Sheffield, who is like your father. He served in the Marines mid-1940s and toward the end of the war. And I lost him a number of years ago, but when I was little, we would go to these veterans and Memorial Day events, and there'd be, you know, those orange and vanilla ice cream pops, and there'd be quartets, barbershop quartets sometimes singing. And I have the fondest memories of that. And then, of course, when I was in college, it became road trip weekend. We'd go out with our friends and not pay attention to what we should have been as much. But you mentioned something too, Heather, about being in the graveyards and in memorial places. I have seen actually people sometimes sitting in large groups, like they're having a party. Yes. On this day. And that's beautiful.
It is. I mean, I think anytime you get together with family and remember the positive things, hopefully, and feel the kinship and the camaraderie you have with family or friends, I think it's a great thing, especially nowadays when we need more of that in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. You were nodding too, Trish.
Oh, my husband's family is from Bountiful, so I get to enjoy their huge family celebrations now. And it's just a real treat to just be a part of celebrating and learning about his family and who came before him.
You know, my husband is very sentimental about keeping everything I ever did, every swimming medal when I was 10 years old. He said, the kids might want this someday, to which I say, no, they won't. They're just going to throw this away after I die. I wonder, Dr. Sheffield, do you think that this is a time for us to talk more about history and connect it to our kids if we can?
Oh, I think so. Just to be able to tell the family stories of people that we've loved that are gone now, and many times for people that they didn't know. I love the fact that my parents are buried in the same cemetery as their mother, and that we can go and talk about them together.
That is one thing that I grew up in Pennsylvania, so my parents' graves are in Pennsylvania. I don't get to, since I don't have any family there anymore, I don't go back to that state very often. And they have such beautiful, they're in such a beautiful place with beautiful gravestones. And I do, maybe I should call an old friend from that area and say, may I Venmo you some money so you can take some flowers to my parents' graves? I did want to ask you, Dr. Sheffield, are there any health concerns you have around this weekend?
The main concerns are all of the travel that's going on and making sure that people will, be driving unimpaired, making sure they wear their seat belts, that they wear their helmets, that we have such a high rate of accidents that start here with Memorial Day and go through Labor Day. And we just need to be really careful also with the flooding concerns, that people stay away from running water, and just make sure that we keep it as safe as well as a lovely holiday.
Yeah, I think about that too. In fact, I think about, all the people flying this weekend, that we'll see people without masks. If they haven't flown for a while, that might feel different to them. Even in the hospitals now, it's not required anymore, is it?
It's not. We have a low enough rate that at this point in time, we are not requiring masking. But we do during the respiratory season still mask up. In those areas of the facility where the most vulnerable individuals are, whose immune systems can't protect themselves.
Yeah, good reminders. Are any of you barbecuers? Do you cook outside this weekend? Yes, Trish?
Absolutely, yes. It's a fun time to get together with family.
And for you too, Heather?
We do usually on Monday evening, but we actually probably shouldn't take this weekend this way, but it's always been a huge work weekend for my husband and I. We always get things done in the yard, in the house. And I mean, every Memorial Day, I always just know that it's going to be more of a, a productive weekend than it will be maybe laying around, but that's okay. I always look forward to having the time when I was working full time to having that time off. And knowing that, my husband would be there too, and we could get a lot done.
Yeah, it's time for gardening. Time to put something in the ground.
Absolutely.
Let me take a brief break, and I'll be back with my wonderful guest this week. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.